Now, the space program has yielded many technological benefits to society and the world at large. However, when certain inventions find their way into a 30-second TV commercial, then Houston, we've got a problem.
I'm Jim Lovell. Can a child learn better by eating better? A 10-year Iowa breakfast study shows students who eat a nutritious breakfast have a better attitude towards work and scholastic attainment.
That's why your family should have a nutritious breakfast. And a good way to start off breakfast is to drink what I drank in space, Tang Instant Breakfast Drink. One glass contains a full day supply of vitamin C, and Tang tastes great.
Breakfast with Tang. Like the study says, there's a definite connection between the stomach and the head.
John, tell us about Tang. Did you consume it as a kid, and is Tang truly nutritious?
I have to tell you, I am such a creature of the 60s, I still like Tang.
Oh, my God.
I haven't looked at the side of a package of Tang in a long time, but I'm willing to grant that it's nutritious. If by nutritious, we mean full O sugar. And sugar is, of course, a nutrient. But beyond that, boy, I think the amazing thing is that we showed that you could send healthy American men up into space and let them drink orange drink, and they could come back. they wouldn't just get deranged and wander off into the cosmos. So,
yeah, I'm sure that was one of the primary questions the scientists had before they sent our guys up. Now, seriously, tell us about some of the technology that the space program has contributed to humankind.
Well, space program has been connected to a lot of different things. Velcro, of course, is one. I believe Teflon has been involved in this. I should say a lot of these sorts of inventions that are linked to the space program, it's probably fair to say that they were actually first developed really independently of the space program, but NASA, in putting together the space program, gave them a lot more prominence. But a lot of the work that's come out of all of this, the further development of this has gone into making, pacemaker technology has incorporated what's come out of the space program. A lot of different sorts of biomedical devices. New sorts of fabrics of all sorts. The space program, it was a gigantic engineering effort, so it's not too surprising that so many different types, really diverse types of discoveries would come out of some sort of work like that.
Did a lot of computer technology come out of the space program?
Sure, even though, of course, I believe it's been estimated that the entire computing capacity of Houston Control back in those days was something that was probably more or less matched by whatever a lot of your listeners have sitting on their desktops.
Mm-hmm.
The amazing thing is we managed to put people into space really with remarkably little computing power.
Yeah, I think the space shuttle has, 1 megabyte of computer memory or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, really pathetically small things. It's really that the game system we were talking about earlier could have probably matched it in a lot of cases.
Wow. Well, as long as they don't play Pong in space, that's all I'm concerned about.